Sweetest friends of the Shir should be a special schutz for every morning, Mimorasi Sheyichyu. We are continuing our series, Perikim Halachates, in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. Tosis and Mesech HaShabbos, Nefkuf Lamin Aleph Amid Beis, Dibur Maslach Shav, and asks on what it says in the Sugya, Bedas Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that Machshirei Mitzvah Ardoche Shabbos, as long as the Mitzvah is Noheg on Shabbos, Ayin Shaman the Sugya. Tosis asks, what am I learning for Keret? Why don't we learn from Kibbut Av and Binyan Beis HaMikdash that we learn in Yevamos, Tavav Amid Beis, that they're not Doche Shabbos? Just like they're not Doche Shabbos, so too Tzitzis and Machshirei Tzitzis and Machshirei Mezuzah shouldn't be Doche Shabbos. And for Tosfos, that the limit is as follows, that Mamatzin, or just like we find Behanach Shemitzis Nogos B'Shabbos Machshirei Doche Shabbos, that the mitzvah is noeg on Shabbos, and the machshirim are doche Shabbos. Av kol shemitzvah noegos b'Shabbos, machshirim are doche Shabbos. So too always, when the mitzvah is noeg on Shabbos, the machshirim are doche Shabbos, and therefore hilkach lo shayich lemeilaf mikibud. You can't learn from kibud avayim, the hainu ha mitzvah atzim machshirah, because kibud avayim, it's the mitzvah itself that is not doche Shabbos. Tishchotli u'bashelli. When the father says to cook for me, that's the ma'aseh kibud itself. That's not doche Shabbos. Binyan and Navi have a mitzvah. Hashem commanded to build the base of Mikdash. That's the mitzvah itself. So when it comes to the mitzvah itself, so the mitzvah itself of kibud avim and binyan base of Mikdash are not doche Shabbos. But I can't tell us anything about machshirim. But machshirim, we say, if the mitzvah itself is doche Shabbos, then the machshirim are also doche Shabbos. So that's the chiddush by the machshirim. But don't ask from kibud avim binyan beis hamikdash. There, the mitzvah is not doche Shabbos. It doesn't tell anything about the machshirim. So Semes, they already asked on Tosfos that how can you say that kibud avim is How can you say that kibud avim is not doche Shabbos? You can have kibud avim on Shabbos. How can you have kibud avim on Shabbos just if it's not shchotli basheli? So then there is a mitzvah on Shabbos of kibud avim, and nevertheless the machshirim aren't doche Shabbos. So why don't we say the same thing about tzitzis and mezuzah? That even though the mitzvah is knowing on Shabbos, just like kibud avim is knowing on Shabbos, the machshirim are still not doche Shabbos. Just like by kibud avim, the machshirim aren't doche Shabbos. Come okay, we have to understand what the Kovetz Ha'aretz asked Rav Chanan Maseches Yevamos, that from Rov Rishonim and Tosfos themselves in Yevamos Daf Vav, the Salka Daitach, the Havmin of the Gemara, that Kibud Avim should be Doche Shabbos, is the Lav of Mechamer. Otherwise, anyway, in Esei Doche Losei Shish Bokaris. So therefore, it's Pashat that Kibud Avim isn't going to be Doche if it's not Mechamer. Mechamer is only a Lav, but if there's a Karis involved, it's a Malacha, then of course it's not going to be Doche. Then the Gemara has the Kasha, so then why don't we learn normally that for there are other cases that ain't essay dochalos shesh bokaris, that ain't essay dochalos say. In other words, here when it comes to kibud b'shabbos, so we have a havamina that the kibud will be doche Shabbos. It's talking about the lav of mechamer, and it has to be talking about a lav of mechamer. It's merely a lav. There, you would have amina the kibud avim is doche Shabbos. Otherwise, there's no havamina at all, because ein esei doche loisesei shish bokareis. Thank you. if there's no tzad at all, then an essay should be docha loisa say sheyesh bo kares. And then the Gemara asks, so we paskin that essay is docha loisa say. Why don't we learn from here that it's not docha? Because the Gemara concludes, or as a havamina, it's talking about the Gemara says it can only be talking about mechamer, and we have a pasuk therefore telling you that even for mechamer, even for a lav, essay is not dechalosisay. So why then don't we say always an essay dechalosisay, just like mechamer on Shabbos when it comes to doing a mitzvah, when it comes to building the base of Mikdash, you're not allowed to load up and lead the donkey. Manik behema tuna b'mansa. So just like when it comes to binyan base of Mikdash, and as they derech alos to say, so too, kol sharei surim. The essay shouldn't be derech alos to say. Answers the Gemara, because malahanach shekein hechsher mitzvah, that the building of the Beis Hamikdash is a hechsher mitzvah. And you're serving one's parent, shchot li basheli, anything you do, the mechamer letzarech binyan Beis Hamikdash, and also letzarech your parents, are considered hechsher mitzvahs. What's a hechsher mitzvah? So Rashi says you can't do the mitzvah without it. The only way you can do the mitzvah is by being oker the lav. But Tosfos says another pshat. Tosfos says, "Venir l'riv v'chem pirash v'enu chanan the lav mechamer mukila."
When
you're doing the mitzvah itself, so you say essay dechalosu say. But here, anything you do that's not directly feeding your father, serving your father, is not considered the mitzvah itself. It's considered a hechsher mitzvah. It just enables a mitzvah, but it's not an actual mitzvah. So to cook for your father, Tosfos says, is not an actual mitzvah. To be mechamer for your father is not an actual mitzvah. It's only when you're really serving him, that's the mitzvah. And therefore, the essay of Kibud Av V'Em isn't derech alos essay of Shabbos, because these are not cases of an actual mitzvah, it's just a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, even if it's only a lav, it's not going to help, because it's only a hechsher mitzvah. So if we see that shchotli is only a hechsher mitzvah, how did Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos say that it's the gufa mitzvah? That was the Tosfos we saw before in Masechet Shabbos. Tosfos says that when it comes to cooking for your father on Shabbos, that's not a hechsher mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. So the Gemara was trying to find out a source that machshirei mitzvah d'orcha Shabbos. And we said, why don't we learn from cooking for your father that it's not d'orcha Shabbos? The answer is, no, that's not machshirei mitzvah. That's the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is the cooking. So that doesn't tell you anything about the machshirei mitzvah. If the mitzvah is noeg on Shabbos, then the machshirei mitzvah is also noeg. But here Tosfos says the mitzvah is not noeg on Shabbos, because the mitzvah is shchotli basheli. So what does that have to do with machshirei mitzvah? We're not talking about the mitzvah itself. We're talking about where the mitzvah is noeg on Shabbos, the machshirei mitzvah is also noeg. But here the mitzvah is not noeg on Shabbos, because shchotli basheli is the mitzvah, and that's not noeg on Shabbos. Again, we have the kashas svasemis. There are other types of kibud. But putting that aside, Tosfos says that the mitzvah itself is to do the cooking and the shechting for your father on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. Here, Tosfos says that cooking shechting for your father is a hechsher mitzvah. So which one is it? Ask Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. And to say that the two sugyas are arguing, I mean, why doesn't Tosfos and Shabbos mention our sugya here in Yevamos and explain that it mentions the sugya, but surprisingly it doesn't talk about what the words Hechsher Mitzvah mean. Hechsher Mitzvah in Yevamos means that it's not the real mitzvah. Shchot Libashel is not the real mitzvah. But in Shabbos they just completely ignore that. So what's going on over here? And in Pashtus, who's correct? Tosfos and Yevamos, it's Taka Hechsher. It's not machilo when you're cooking. It's a hechsher for machilo. Somebody else, if you find prepared food, you would see from serving that. It's just a hechsher, it's not the real mitzvah. Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos, Naf Hamad Beis, Dibur Maaseh Kulchem, asks why we need a pasuk to teach that kibud av va'em is not doiche. Why don't we say, and how we know that kibud av va'em is not doich alos say? Atah ve'avicha musar mala Shabbos. Both you and your father have to keep Shabbos. So memela pashit kipshuto that you're not allowed to be over on chilul Shabbos to serve your father, but both you and your father have to keep Shabbos. And that's why we say in Maseches Kiddushin, Kibud Aveim, if your father and your mother both want something, you have to listen to your father first, because you and your mother are chayav and covered of your father. So why do we need a pasuk that Kibud Aveim is not doicha lois to say, it's not doicha Shabbos? Of course, you and your father both chayav in Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, answers Tosfos, Mehachay Alfinan Hasam. That from here you learn over there. In other words, that Gemara in Kiddushin that tells you that since you and therefore your father comes first. So the source of that is our Gemara over here, is our Pasuk over here, that Kibud Av V'Em is not Teicha Lo Seseh, because both you and your father are Chayav and Shmir Shabbos. This is very Tamua. Because the Gemara tries to figure out, the Gemara is discussing in Yevamos that Kibud Av V'Em is a prototype for the whole Torah, that an Aseh should be Doicha Lois Aseh. Then the Gemara rejected this only on the grounds that Kibud Av V'Em is a Hechsher Mitzvah, implying that otherwise Kibud Av would be doche. It's only because it's only a hechsher mitzvah. That's why it's not doche. But otherwise, it would be doche. But the Divrei Tosfos, that's not true. It's not because it's a hechsher mitzvah that it's not doche. Even if it would be a hechsher mitzvah, even if it would be the mitzvah itself, it still wouldn't be doche. Why? Because ata v'avicha chayavim l'dishmor Shabbos. You both have to keep Shabbos, you both have to serve Hashem, you both have to honor Hashem. The Gemara implies it's only because the Hechsher Mitzvah that Kibud Av V'Em isn't Derech HaShabbos. But even if it wouldn't be Hechsher Mitzvah, even if it would be the Mitzvah itself, it wouldn't be Derech HaShabbos, because you and your father are both Mitzvah and Shmir Shabbos. Stoch HaPele, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz HaAretz discusses this in Simen Yud Ches. Ve'en Gamken Beramban Uverashba. Of Metzia Daflamid, they explain the concept of Lo Dachinan Isura Kamei Mamona that a case of Isser is not overridden by cases of Mammon, of monetary considerations. So that's akin to the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that there's no essay Derech Alois to say in the essay below Sieli Isha, that when a man rapes a woman, Torah says, so now you owe her for life, you have to marry her, and you have to support her, it's going to cost you a lot of money whether you like her or not, she's yours. So in your cheshbon for life. So the Gemara there says that there's no essay Derech Alois to say if they're usher to each other. We don't say that the essay below Sieli Isha, below with a vav, you have to marry this woman, is doicha the lo say of the iser of the two of them being together. Why? Kevin di yamar lo bin alase lase klal, famous line of the Gemara. Since if she says that I'm not interested, I don't want it, there's no essay. Meaning, there's many different explanations to this Gemara, but the way the Ramban and the Rashba understand it is that an iser can't be overridden because the other person has a mitzvah. For both are obligated in the honor of Hashem. So you're right, the guy has his mitzvah, v'losi aliisha. But what does that do for her? She doesn't have a mitzvah. So she can't override an iser, because of his mitzvah, she's also not obligated in the honor of Hashem. So if the rapist is halachically forbidden to her, she should say that she's not interested in marrying him, and thereby she avoids the forbidden relationship. So in the same way, one should say about monetary benefit that he could accrue only through Isser, that he's not interested in the money, and thereby avoid having to override an Isser. Just say Lo Baina. So that's why Lo Dachin and Isser Isura Kamei Mamona. You're not Doicha Isser because of Mamona. Just say Lo Baina, I don't want it. And you're not Doicha the Isser. Now keep it of aim. Is also an example of a monetary obligation of the child to provide for the parents. And the parents can forgo that if they want to. So that's why Kibud Av V'Em isn't Doicha Lo Sase, because they're both Chayiv and Kavod HaMakom. So since they're both Chayiv and Kavod HaMakom, both the parents and the children, so the parents have to be mochel on the mamon in order not to override the iser. And that's the same idea as Tosis. What do we see in Tosis? Tosis says that the source is ata v'imcha chayavim b'chvod avicha. You and your mother both have to honor your father, and therefore if there's a clash between listening to them, you listen to your father. So too in the Gemara in Kiddushin, that says that that's the source of the Gemara in Kiddushin, that kibud av v'em is in docha Shabbos, because both you and your father are musar ala Shabbos. Since both you and your father are Musar ala Shabbos, he has to forego his kavod for the honor of Shabbos, and he has to not require this service. So it's the same idea as Tosfos. But the reason on Shabbos, the reason that Kibud Av V'Em isn't Doicha Lo Sase of Shabbos, is because you're both chayav in the kavod of Hashem. So your father has to forego his mitzvah, what he wants you to do for him. But then again, we're stuck with we have the quagmire of the sugya of the Gemara. We run back into a wall. Because the Ramban and the Rashba explain the Gemara in Yevamis as saying that since the act of cooking for a parent is not an inherent mitzvah, but a hechsher mitzvah, it doesn't override Shabbos. Otherwise, it would override Shabbos. Why would it override Shabbos? Your father's also chayiv b'chvodo shel makom. So how can you say that it would override, if not the fact that the hechsher mitzvah Shabbos would kibbut avim would override Shabbos, your father's chayiv and kavod Shabbos also, so you can't be mechal Shabbos for your father. It's a big problem. Tos yishanim ksubis daf mem amad aleph b'emes asks, why need a pasuk by kibbut avim that it's not doich alois to say typically that if your father says lo ba'ina lese lese klal, your father could just forego his mitzvah? Answers Tosas Yishanim. The Hasami Komoko Miyachit Siva of Have Ese Lasis Mitzvosa. No, 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 don't compare it to Velosi Elisha. Because the moment your father tells you to do it, it's already a mitzvah. What do you mean? Same thing with the Manes. If he wants it, and it's a mitzvah. And nevertheless, we tell him, below Be'ina, there's no mitzvah. So the father should also say, lo Be'ina. There's no Esei Dechalos Esei, just like there's no Esei Dechalos Esei with the rapist. So too, there's no Esei Dechalos Esei by Kibbut Avim. You don't even need a pasuk for that. Lo Be'ina, lesei klal. If he doesn't want it, there's no Esei at all. So in a case of Ibina, there's no, I say if he says he doesn't want, we don't need a pasuk. There the rule of Esei Dechalos Esei doesn't apply. That's a very important thing to remember. But if Ibina if he says he doesn't want, there's no Esei there, we don't say Esei Dechalos Esei. So the Kibbut Avim, if the father says he doesn't want, there's no Esei. So it's pasuk that it's not Dechalos Esei, any Los Esei. So then why do we need a pasuk? Tosas Yishanim says, because when the father commanded you, there's an essay. No, let him say, I don't want it. And Tosas Yishanim said, Miyad Shetziva. Well, what's Chal immediately? Let him say, I don't want. Father can say that he was once interested, and now let him say he's not interested. There's no longer an essay. Is there some sort of chalos when he wants something that changes everything? The second he wants, the second he doesn't want. Tosa Rosh gives a teretz, second teretz. Kibbut Avim, and if he says he doesn't want, there's still an essay. Mikol Makom Mitzvi B'chol Davar Afilu Amar Avlo Bein. It's a mitzvah if the father says he doesn't want. What does that mean? Let the father be mochel, there's no mitzvah of his mindus. Very difficult to understand. Ayin Shuvas Harit Baz, Tov Kuchav Dalad, what he writes. See also the Birka Shmuel and Yevamis, Simon Gimel. Ketzos. In Simon Sadi Zion, Siv Katan Aleph wants to be Miyashev, the Kasha of the Tos Yishanim, based on the Gemara Bav Mitzia, Lamed Beis Amad Aleph, that there's a Havamina there that the essay of Kibbut Avim is going to be Doicha, the essay in the Losei of Aveda, not to return Aveda. Your father tells you not to return Aveda, you have an essay in the Losei. Even though normally essay is not Doicha, essay in Losei. Because shiny kibbut avim shukosh kvoidim l'kvoid makom, that kibbut avim is a higher mitzvah, a very serious mitzvah. That covet of your parents is according to the covet of Hashem, ayin sham. And if so, for the same reason, you would think that it's doicha all loisus says, even though normally it's not doicha. For example, normally amar loy ba'ina lase lase klal. Normally, if a person says he doesn't want, there's no more essay, and such an essay is not doicha loisus say. When it comes to Kibbut Avim, even though it says Lo Ba'ina, since we're talking about such a strong mitzvah that Hukash Kvodim L'Kavod HaMakom, it will be Doche Alosa Say, even though Iyamar Lo Ba'ina Lesei Lesei Klal, just like it's Doche an essay and a los essay. In the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel and Simon Chavches, Sif Katan Beis, he's Tameya on the Ktsos, from what Tosis and Yavama says, and the Vav Amral of Dibur Maskel Taima. That Hukash Kvodam is only effective to be Dochan Aseh. But to be Docha Aloisese, Sheyesh Bo Kares, if it's normally not Docha, then it's not going to be doche because of Hukash Kvodim Lekavar HaMakom. And so writes the Rashba, and it's also Mukhruch Shem from Sugis HaGemara. If so, if when he says Lo Ba'ina, there's no Dechia of the Lo Sasei, what does it help that Hukash Kvodam, the Kvod HaMakom, to be Doch the Losase? If it's not going to be Doch the Losase, it's not going to be Doch Al Hukash Kvodam the Kabra HaMakom. And here it's not going to be Doch the Losase. Why is it not going to be Doch the Losase? Because Yamar Lo Be'ina Lese Lese Klal. The father can just say he doesn't want, and therefore there's no essay, and in such a case it's not doicha los essay. And the fact that hukash kvodim lekaver hamakom doesn't help us to be doicha los essay, where it wouldn't be nitcha otherwise. As we see, this is a kula miksha achas, where we have aremos shel kushis, we have just piles of kashas, and b'ritzos Hashem darkenu, I am hoping very much that we are able to continue and see some light in the sugya and see mamish neflos mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.